is with us in the studio. Good morning.
Morning, Jim.
What do you do?
I make the positive case for how we can best tackle the profound challenges that I think Scotland and the whole of the United Kingdom faces. And what is that profound challenge? It's a challenge that countries all around the world are wrestling with. How can you ensure that you don't become increasingly unequal, more socially unjust? And how do you get a more just, more equal society? Which is why I came into the Labour Party and what I believe in. And that's what I'm setting out today, is how do we do that? How do we prepare for a Labour government across the United Kingdom to do that on the issues that matter to the people of Scotland?
Well, as you know, what the Scottish government says is that pursuing precisely that objective, because I think if Alex Salmond were here and you said, what kind of Scotland does he want? He would come out with words that aren't that different from the ones that you just used. But he would say, to use their slogan, Scotland's future in Scotland's hands, he would say, look, decisions affecting people in Scotland, the kind of society we have, the sort of place we want to develop, which with its own characteristics, is much better done by governments that are elected by people who live here and not governments who are only partially elected, or in the case of this one, with very little support in Scotland, far away. Now, you've got to take that argument head on and say to people, why does that not make sense? Because a lot of people think it does.
Well, let me explain, because it's a good and important question. What we offer is the best of both worlds. Devolution to the Scottish Parliament, including further powers that Joanne Lamont has set out in recent months, but also something else. Because why does the redistributive union of the United Kingdom matter? Why is it better for social justice? Let me put it in very practical terms, Jim. What I offer is measures to take action on zero-hours contracts, as I'm announcing today, something that affects profoundly the people of Scotland, a 50 pence tax rate, an energy price freeze, measures for social justice. Now, here's my fear and my belief about what an independent Scotland would mean. It would mean Scotland and the rest of the UK competing in what I call a race to the bottom, not for social injustice, but for worse terms and conditions, lower tax rates. And this is a really important and profound argument. But if you break up two countries and you have an international border between them, between England and Scotland, what does it mean for companies? It means that they say, we'll locate on one side of the border if you offer us lower terms and conditions, lower tax rates, or on the other side of the border. Now, in my view, that would be profoundly damaging to social justice.
Why should it be a race to the bottom and not a race to the top?
Well, let me explain. And in a way, here's the best proof point. What is Alex Salmond's first priority, he says, in an independent Scotland? A 3p cut in corporation tax.
To encourage business and produce a better economy.
Aha, and that's rather given it away, hasn't it? Because he says it's to counter, and I quote, the gravitational pull of London. Now, what does that actually mean? That means precisely that, the race downwards in tax rates for corporations. That is not going to serve, in my view, social justice for the people of Scotland. That is not going to serve the working families of Scotland. And then go to the other issues, go to the energy price freeze that I've proposed, which hasn't been matched. The 50p tax rate. Look, if there's one thing that social justice is about, it's about a progressive tax system. We've seen a millionaire's tax cut brought in by the Tory government, which I think is profoundly wrong and unjust when our society is going through all of the changes. Well, and why can't Alex Salmond match it, Jim? It's not actually because of his beliefs, I don't think. I think it's because he knows if you break two countries apart, you get into a situation, and he said himself said this. He said, I can't make that commitment because I'm worried about putting Scotland at a tax disadvantage compared to the rest of the UK. Look, here's the thing. You get much more strength from having a united kingdom where you set fair rules across that united kingdom. And look, I'm passionate about equality and social justice, and that's why I believe Scotland in the United Kingdom is the right choice.
But you see, the reason that you've arrived at a very interesting moment, because the campaign of which you're a part has been going backwards, or at least stalling in recent months. I mean, that's the general picture in the polls. I know they go different ways, different times, but that is the general picture. It is stalling, perhaps going backwards. And one of the reasons is that Alex Salmond says, on exactly the same grounds as you've just laid out, if you want a socially just Scotland, you won't get it, he says, from the current government at Westminster, because he knows that most people who are likely to vote yes are not in favour of that government. And he said, look, there's Ed Miliband. He should be miles ahead after years of austerity, after all the things he says about a cost of living crisis, he's not miles ahead. It's very doubtful that he's going to be prime minister. So if you continue and you vote no, what you're going to get, and you vote no, you're going to get exactly the same government you've got at the moment. And in other words, the prospectus that you offer won't be on the table because you won't be prime minister.
Well, isn't it interesting that the Nationalists have to pump up the idea of a Tory government in order to make their case? But let me tell you, I'm here not just because of the referendum campaign. I'm here to prepare for, in a year's time, a Labour government across the United Kingdom. And you know, Jim, when I took this job as Labour leader, people said, well, can you really be a one-term opposition? The answer is yes. This is a beatable Tory government. And I just want to make this point, but it's important about the context of the whole of the UK. Because to listen to Alex Salmond, he would suggest there is a sort of Tory hegemony across the United Kingdom. There isn't. Tories haven't won a majority for 22 years across the United
right.
Kingdom. Look, and this is a Tory party, I believe, that had its high watermark at the last general election and is moving backwards. Yeah, they don't. It's an important point. They aren't just disliked in Scotland. Look, they don't have a single councillor in Newcastle, in Manchester, in Liverpool. Look, my message to people of Scotland
you're not exactly miles ahead in the polls.
My message to people of Scotland is I have a real confidence about the prospect of a Labour government arriving in a year's time across the United Kingdom. We're just one Christmas away, I believe, from having a Labour government which can take up the cudgels of social justice on behalf of the people of Scotland and the whole of the United Kingdom.
Since you raised the hypothesis of a Labour government, let me just clarify one thing. If Scotland were to vote yes, and if you were to become Prime Minister next May, as you've suggested is what's going to happen, do we know right now that under no circumstances would you agree to a shared sterling currency with an independent Scotland?
Correct.
Absolutely no.
Correct.
It is not on the table.
Correct.
It cannot be negotiated.
Yes, that is the position. And let me explain why. Because all of the lessons from the Eurozone is that if you are going to have a currency union, you also need the kind of fiscal union that we have across the United Kingdom. And that is the sensible economic choice. This is not about the politics. This is about the sensible economic choice. And I think that is I'm very clear about that.
What about the effect on the rest of the UK under that scenario of Scotland continuing to use the pound without being part of the currency?
Well, that is not what's on offer. Look, what's on offer?
But that's what Scotland would do in those circumstances. Because Alex Salmond says he doesn't want to join the euro. If he couldn't go into a sterling union, he indicates Scotland would just continue to use the pound. And he argues that that would have a destabilising effect on the rest of the UK. And therefore, as a matter of practical politics, if Scotland had voted yes, you as Prime Minister would find that what made most sense for the UK was to try to come to a settlement on a shared currency.
Well, all I say to you is all this indicates is Alex Salmond has no answer on this question. Look, we've said what the position is on the currency union, and actually all he wants to do is not engage with what actually Scotland would do in those circumstances. So frankly, Jim, it's for him to answer the questions about how he would cope with those circumstances.
One last one on this, on the hypothesis that you raised of your premiership, which you hope will come along. In those circumstances, it would be very, very likely that your majority, whether you were governing alone or whether you were in coalition, would depend on the 40, 45 Labour MPs that would be likely in that scenario to have been elected in Scotland. If Scotland votes yes, and if Independence Day comes in March 2016... what happens to those MPs? Because that's the end of your majority.
Look, to be fair, Jim, I've engaged on the hypothetical around the currency union, but look...
You raised the hypothesis of you becoming Prime Minister.
Well, no, but I mean, look, that's important. That's not just a hypothesis. That is very, very important for social justice. But look, we're determined to win this referendum. I think there are profound questions for the... this argument is about the facts and the policy and social justice, but it's also about emotion and the bonds that we share. Coming up on the train yesterday, a guy comes up to me and he says, look, I'm a Scot, I live in England, one of many, I think 800,000 across the rest of the UK. I don't get a vote in this, he says, but, I don't want to become a foreigner in my own country. Look, there are huge ties that we have, ties of family, ties of history, ties of our achievements together. And look, that's why I'm determined that we win this referendum.
Ed Miliband, thanks very much.
Thank you.